Well, the Big Rapids Cardinals look to wrap up the regular season, continuing their catapult towards the top of the CSA Gold standings. And with a victory on Friday night against the Grant Tigers, Big Rapids was looking to lock up sole possession in the gold as they get set for district play on Monday night. Hello, everyone. I'm Brian Fongers coming to you live with yet another Big Rapids boys varsity basketball game recap as the Cardinals on Friday night, it was senior night, honoring five seniors that have contributed to the Big Rapids boys program over the years as they were taking on a surging Grant Tigers group that were 5-1 in the month of February going into Friday night's game. Big Rapids was also surging ahead, 4-1 in the month, and this was the final game for both squads before district play begins on Monday at Ludington High School. But first things first, Big Rapids was looking to notch yet another victory to pick up their 10th conference victory, and they would do so in convincing fashion. They would catapult themselves to a 27-17 halftime lead and then pulled away in the second half, outscoring Grant, if my numbers are correct, as I do the math on the fly, they outscored them 29-18 in the second half, the Cardinals did, and pulled away with a convincing 56-35 victory to finish the regular season 13-6, 10-4 in conference play, and alone in second place in the gold behind first place Fremont. And with the loss, Grant would end their regular season 11-9 and even 500 in gold play at 7-7. So Coach Ingles, probably one of his best coaching jobs of his 50-plus year coaching career, as Big Rapids finishes 6-3 at home. And also they are winners of 10 of their last 11. They're on a current 5-game winning streak, a 4-game home winning streak, as they are trending upwards and in the right direction before district play begins on Monday night in Ludington. Leading the way scoring-wise for Big Rapids in the victory was Jake Martinson, 21 points, a rebound shy of a double-double on 10 of 19 shooting. And then Jaden Mason, another senior, 3 of 6 shooting, 3 of 5 from the free throw line, 9 points in the victory for Big Rapids. Grant struggled shooting all night long, just 8 of 28 from the perimeter, and they only had one player in double figures. It was Connor Vanderwilt, the senior, had 12 points on just 4 of 11 shooting, and also Ben Kelly had a trifecta of triples for 9 points to be the second leading scorer for the Tigers on the evening. And now Big Rapids has won their last 13 games against Grant, as their last loss against the Tigers, well, you have to go all the way back to just after the 2006 calendar year began, the last time the Grant Tigers beat Big Rapids, and they are now 10-0 against the Tigers, the Cardinals are, since Grant joined the CSA Gold in 2014. And also Big Rapids wraps up the regular season with their second 5-game winning streak after picking up another victory. So congratulations to Coach Ingles and his bunch for a great second half of the season. Again, winners of 10 of their last 11 to get to where they are and finish alone in second in the gold. And they will now set their sights on the most wonderful time of the year, as they call it. District play begins right out the chute on Monday night at Ludington High School. Ludington serving as the host site. Big Rapids, again, does not get a bye in the district, and they will meet a familiar foe on Monday night for a 6 o'clock tip to kick off district play at Ludington High School. It'll be the Coyotes of Reed City, who have been trending in the opposite direction compared to Big Rapids to end the season. But this is a rivalry. Big Rapids got them both times in the regular season in Reed City and at home at Big Rapids High School. Can the Cardinals complete the perfect trifecta, beating Reed City on the road, beating them at home, and beating them at a neutral site? Can they do it? They say the third time is always the hardest, beating your opposition in one single year, and it's going to be even tougher, especially when it's a rival. But looking forward to the fun as Big Rapids looks to avoid being a one-and-done in the postseason for a third consecutive year. Hopefully that's not the case come Monday night. JT Scarpelli, my broadcast partner, and I will have the broadcast coverage from Ludington High School on Monday, beginning at 5:45 on WBRM, with the tip-off slated for 6 p.m. The fun begins. It's the funnest time of the year. Even though it's not technically March, it already feels like March with the districts getting underway right out the gate. So that'll wrap it up here from Big Rapids High School. I'm Brian Fonger signing off, and we will talk to you once again as we kick off district play. The fun begins Monday night at Ludington for a 6 o'clock tip-off against Reed City.